Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. Opening call to prayer and praise. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning hymn. O come, thou wisdom from on high,
and order all things far and nigh.
To us the path of knowledge show,
and cause us in her ways to go.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Emmanuel shall come to earth. Let love dispel all fear.
Morning prayer. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Dawn from on high, your light illumines all our days. Awaken us to your visitations throughout this day. Be merciful in us for the sake of others. Make us fearless when confronting injustice and need, that we may give you glory in the power of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Psalm 79. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in ruins. They have given the bodies of your servants to the birds of the air for food, the flesh of your faithful to the wild animals of the earth. They have poured out their blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. We have become a taunt to our neighbors, mocked and derided by those around us. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealous wrath burn like fire? Pour out your anger on the nations that do not know you, and on the kingdoms that do not call on your name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his habitation. Do not remember against us the iniquities of our ancestors. Let your compassion come speedily to meet us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nation say, "Where is their God?" Let the avenging of the outpoured blood of your servants be known among the nations before our eyes. Let the groans of the prisoners come before you. According to your great power, preserve those doomed to die. Return sevenfold into the bosom of our neighbors the taunts with which they taunted you, O Lord. Then we, your people, the flock of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. From generation to generation, we will recount your praise. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake.
The holy word today is from Revelations 18, verses 1 through 10. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was filled with light because of his glory. He called out with a loud voice, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a home for demons and a lair for every unclean spirit. She is a lair for every unclean bird and a lair for every unclean and disgusting beast. Because all the nations have fallen due to the wine of her lustful passion. The kings of the earth committed sexual immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth became rich from the power of her loose and extravagant ways." Then I heard another voice from heaven say, "Come out of her, my people, so that you don't take part in her sins and don't receive any of her plagues. Her sins have piled up as high as heaven, and God remembered her unjust acts. Give her what she has given to others. Give her back twice as much for what she has done. In the cup that she has poured out, pour her twice as much. To the extent that she glorified herself and indulged her loose and extravagant ways, give her pain and grief. In her heart, she said, 'I sit like a queen. I'm not a widow. I'll never see grief.' This is why her plagues will come in a single day: deadly disease, grief, and hunger. She will be consumed by fire because the Lord God who judges her is powerful. The kings of the earth who committed sexual immorality with her and shared her loose and extravagant ways will weep and mourn over her when they see the smoke from her burning. They will stand a long way off because they are afraid of the pain she suffers, and they will say, 'Oh, the whore, Babylon, you great city, you powerful city, in a single hour your judgment has come.'" Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced: deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, mercy among our ancestors, and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The commemoration today, Nicholas Ferrer. Nicholas Ferrer, born in 1592, was the founder of a religious community that lasted from 1626 until 1646. After Nicholas had been ordained as a deacon, he and his family and a few friends retired to Little Gidding, Huntingdonshire, England, to devote themselves to a life of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. They restored the abandoned church building and became responsible for regular services there. They taught the neighborhood children and looked after the health and well-being of the people of the district. They read the regular daily offices of the Book of Common Prayer, including the recital every day of the complete Psalter. Day and night, there is always at least one member of the community kneeling in prayer before the altar, that they may keep the word, pray without ceasing. They wrote books and stories dealing with various aspects of Christian faith and practice. They fasted with great rigor and in other ways embraced voluntary poverty so that they might have as much money as possible for the relief of the poor. The community was founded in 1626 when Nicholas was 34. He died in 1637 at age 45. And in 1646, the community was forcibly taken up by the Puritans of Cromwell's army. The memory of the community survived to inspire and influence later undertakings in Christian communal living. And one of T.S. Eliot's four quartets is called The Gidding. The Collect, Nicholas Ferrer. Lord God, make us so reflect your perfect love that with your deacon, Nicholas Ferrer, and his household, we may rule ourselves according to your word and serve you with our whole heart through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Prayer for recovery of sickness. O God, the strength of the weak and the comfort of the sufferers, mercifully accept our prayers and grant to those we pray for this day the help of your power, that their sickness may be turned into health and our sorrow into joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Prayers for the congregation. Almighty and ever-living God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, hear our prayers for this parish family. Strengthen the faithful, arouse the careless, and restore the penitent. Grant us all things necessary for our common life, and bring us all to be of one heart and mind within your holy church. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Prayers for the good use of leisure. O God, in the course of this busy life, give us times of refreshment and peace, and grant that we may also use our leisure to rebuild our bodies and renew our minds, that our spirits may be open to the goodness of your creation, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Collect of the week. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And here is what I pray for you. Father, may their love grow more and more in wisdom and insight, so they will be able to examine and determine the best from everything else. And on the day of the Anointed One, the day of his judgment, let them stand pure and blameless, filled with the fruit of righteousness that ripens through Jesus the Anointed. All this I pray with a view to God's ultimate praise and glory. Amen.
Amen.